This is Kenton Cool, and you're listening to Vista Bella Radio.
Kenton Cool im Interview mit All Inclusive, der Jugendredaktion der Wüstenwelle, zu hören auf 96,6 MHz oder über den Livestream im Internet unter www.wüste-welle.de. Nun zu Kenton Cool. Er ist wie gesagt ein britischer Profibergsteiger und er war sage und schreibe 11-mal auf dem Gipfel des Mount Everest. Zudem bestieg er 3 Achttausender in einer Woche hintereinander. Das war der Mount Everest, der Nupse und der Lhotse. Er ist auch der einzige Brite, welcher von 2 8000 Meter hohen Bergen Ski gefahren ist. Ein interessanter Fakt ist auch noch, dass er 2 Jahre von seinem ganzen Leben bis jetzt im Basislager vom Mount Everest verbracht hat.
Ich bin Kenton. Entschuldigung Sie bitte, ich spreche den Deutschen nicht gut.
Und so interviewte ich Kenton Cool in seiner Muttersprache Englisch. At what age have you started climbing?
For me, I came into climbing quite late. I used to play hockey, field hockey, to quite a high level. So all through school, until I get to university, I just used to play hockey. But then I went to university, aged 18, and the university that I went to was very close to an area in England called the Yorkshire Dales, and some fantastic rock climbing, the Gritstone, the Limestone, and the Leeds University had a climbing club, which, like many clubs go, they get really good and then not so good and then really good. And I was lucky. I went to Leeds University when the climbing club was amazing. There was so much energy and so many really good people, really cool people, just all the time, just going out climbing, great parties, really good climbing. And we went to the Alps, we went to Chamonix, we would go to Zermatt. We had no money, so we were, but it was great, and I loved it. I loved the people, and I loved what we were doing and where we were going, and I loved the outdoors. And slowly I started climbing more and more, and I would do less and less hockey.
So climbing was better than hockey?
Yeah, I think it was more fun.
Okay.
But more than that, it was a way of life. And it was a way of life that I really liked. So for me, it was quite late. I was 18, 19, before I started climbing.
How did you get the impulse of climbing very high mountains?
So, climbing as a sport can be anything from climbing Mount Everest through to very short, hard boulder problems, you know, the blocks that you see people doing. And it's all the same sport. It's a very diverse sport. When I first started climbing, there were British climbers, famous British climbers like Sir Chris Bonington, Doug Scott, who made a name for themselves climbing in the Himalayas. And the Himalayas just looked a fabulous place. I loved the fact that it was different to Europe. I loved the fact that it was remote. The mountains were higher. And to me, aged 17, 18, 19, this, to me, seemed to be the pinnacle of climbing, to go to the Himalayas. That's what real climbers did. And I couldn't wait. So I think I was 19 when I did my first Himalayan expedition. I went to Pakistan. I saved all my money from being a student. And in my second year, we went to Pakistan for 7 weeks. And I loved it. I loved the traveling. I loved the people. I loved the food. And I loved the climbing. And yes, I rock climb, I ice climb, I boulder, but I love the big Himalayan expeditions.
Okay, and what are the main difference between ice climbing and normal climbing?
So ice climbing, when I say ice climbing, I mean perhaps like a frozen waterfall. Normal climbing, what is normal climbing? I suppose people think rock climbing or maybe alpine climbing. You know, people in Europe have a better understanding about climbing in the Alps or climbing generally to say the British public. The British public don't really understand climbing. And ice climbing, which is one of the aspects of the sport which I love, is climbing frozen waterfalls, maybe only 200 meters, 100 meters high. You know, there's lots in Europe, Canada, but almost none in the UK. In the UK, we have very little, if any, waterfall ice climbing. So we always got to travel. Whereas the big mountains are, it's slower pace. It's more mountaineering, maybe just one ice axe, not two. Where altitude perhaps is a more of an issue than technical capabilities. Although there are some big exceptions.
Weitere Fragen an Kenton Kuhl hört ihr im Verlauf der Sendung. Und auch in den nächsten Sendungen wird es noch ein paar Fragen an Kenton Kuhl zu hören geben und natürlich seine Antworten. All in Inklusive Jugendredaktion der Wüstenwelle. Jeden zweiten Samstag von 16 bis 17 Uhr auf 96,6 MHz oder im Internet unter www.wüste-welle.de.